At that time, Jesus was led into the desert to be tempted. And Satan said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down and you won't get hurt. If you are the Son of God," then Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, "All of these I will give to you if you will prostrate yourself. If you prostrate yourself and worship me alone." Prostrate yourself. According to the dictionary, prostrate, to prostrate yourself, means to lay down our lives and to surrender ourselves. Priests prostrate themselves during the ordination rite at the cathedral with the bishop as a sign of surrendering our lives to God. But that was a lot easier 37 years ago. To get up from the prostration. So, a little help here. Anybody, just a little help? Charlene, that would be good. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Prostration. Yeah. Throw money. Prostration. Today, Lent asks me and you to take an honest look again at to whom and to what temptations I surrender and prostrate myself, and why. Temptations are part of being human. They will always be there till they close the casket. Not to worry about or afraid of, but to use as chances to choose again and again and again, to strengthen ourselves, to surrender ourselves to love. Not to rules and regulations, but to love. With God, it's a relationship. It's not rules. Our world is filled with so much goodness. All we have to do is look within us and around us. But obviously, the world is filled with so much selfishness as well. So much evil. Evils like bigotry, war, white supremacy, prejudice, poverty, homelessness, addiction, and on and on and on. But why? Why is there evil? Why is there pain? Why is there suffering? That question, every generation of humankind has been trying to answer since the beginning of humankind. And it generally comes in the form of stories. The attempted answers have come in the form of stories like the Greek culture. They blame Pandora's box, a creation of Zeus, for opening a box of misery. Or the Persian culture blamed pain in the world on the battle between the god of darkness and the god of light. And the Jewish culture, in that first reading, the story of Genesis, blamed a tree, a serpent, an apple, and us. Lent asks us to try to answer that question for ourselves, to honestly look at our personal life, our family life, our cultural life, our country, our political life, and how we treat each other, and how we treat ourselves each day of our life. Lent asks us to try to listen to the voice of God within our heart, to hear how we have chosen to be part of the continuation of evil or part of its solution. And most importantly, why have we chosen? Do I prostrate myself, surrender myself to whatever our culture, our government, or our peers are pushing or promoting as being popular, as being politically correct or socially acceptable, whether it is in actuality true or not? A lot of that going around, I think. Do I sometimes prostrate myself and give in to myself, to my guilt, to my discouragement about my past and how I've messed up in the past, or about my fear of the future, and sometimes find it hard to have hope? Or do I try, anyhow, to surrender myself to what I know in my heart is most compassionate, most just, most human, most holy? To surrender myself, to prostrate myself to my God, who always loves us, always forgives us, no matter what I have prostrated myself to in the past, no matter what. And when I mess that up, as I do most every day, do I prostrate myself again and again and again before my God, who alone is God, and ask, "Be merciful to me, my God. I did it again.